That's all I need to hear. I draw the gun and step to Claire's side. I point it at the guy's chest. "Hi, Jason," Claire says. "I thought you might like to come out with us." He does the same thing I would do, drops and rolls out of range, but he doesn't do it fast enough. I'm in the door and I take a flying leap onto his chest and knock the wind out of him. I stand up, put my boot on his chest, point the gun at his head. C'est magnifique, mais ce n'est pas la guerre. He looks kind of like Tom Cruise, very pretty, all-American. "What position does he play?" I ask Claire. "Halfback." Never would have guessed. "Get up, hands up, where I can see them," I tell him cheerfully. He complies, and I walk him out the door. We're all standing in the driveway. I have an idea. I send Claire back into the house for rope. She comes out a few minutes later with scissors and duct tape. "Where do you want to do this?"
"The woods."
Jason is panting as we march him into the woods. We walk for about 5 minutes, and then I see a little clearing with a handy young elm at the edge of it. "How about this, Claire?"
"Yeah."
I look at her. She is completely impassive, cool as a Raymond Chandler murderess. "Call it, Claire."
"Tie him to the tree."
I hand her the gun, jerk Jason's hands into position behind the tree, and duct tape them together. There's almost a full roll of duct tape, and I intend to use all of it. Jason is breathing strenuously, wheezing. I step around him and look at Claire. She looks at Jason as though he is a bad piece of conceptual art. "Are you asthmatic?" He nods. His pupils are contracted into tiny points of black.
"I'll get his inhaler," says Claire.
She hands the gun back to me and ambles off through the woods along the path we came down. Jason is trying to breathe slowly and carefully. He's trying to talk.
"Who are you?"
he asks hoarsely. "I'm Claire's boyfriend. I'm here to teach you manners since you have none." I drop my mocking tone and walk close to him and say softly,
"How could you do that to her? She's so young. She doesn't know anything. And now you've completely fucked up everything."